Here's a thought I'll title, Expanding the Delivery Medium. I had a very interesting experience yesterday that's got me thinking, trying to figure out how this applies to photography, and I know that it does. Maybe I can develop it as I talk here a little bit. But I had a fascinating experience in that I went to a live performance of the Metropolitan Opera of New York. But I didn't go to the opera house and see it live. Instead, I went to my local movie theater, and next to whatever Hollywood movie was playing in the other 9 screens in this cinema, one of the screens, the one that I went to, was dedicated towards delivering the high-definition view of the opera and all of that wonderful music and orchestration and whatnot coming through those magnificent speakers that are in today's movie theaters. And the more I thought about this, the more fascinated I became about the creative thinking that was involved by the people at the opera. In the first place, most operas for all of history, most musical performances have been done in an opera house, which means the audience is limited to the people who can show up and occupy the seats in the opera house. There's a finite number of seats, and of course there's a finite geographic distance that people can travel to fill those seats. So the Metropolitan Opera figured out that they could add more seats by broadcasting their performance to movie theaters around the area. And just like going to see a movie, you pay your entrance fee, get your ticket, go in with your tub of popcorn and whatnot, and you watch the opera on a giant screen with fantastic audio. And although we weren't there in person to observe the live opera with our own eyes, we actually had a better experience, I think, in some regards, because the cameras that were broadcasting this were able to show us close-ups of the singers' faces and give us a view of the action that we couldn't get if we were actually sitting in the opera house observing it with our own eyes. It was a fascinating experience. Then on top of that, in between the acts and the intermission, they interviewed the singers and had some like director's comment features that made the intermissions even entertaining. I don't know how many theaters this was broadcast to in and around the area, but I'm in Albany, New York, so it was in our local theater here in Albany, but it could have been broadcast anywhere to any movie theater that thought they could sell enough seats to make it worth their while. A fascinating expansion of the delivery medium. And somehow, I think this pertains to us, too. There's a parallel of some kind or another. For example, we can arrange to have an exhibition of our work at a local gallery. And that's all well and good. But how many people are going to be able to attend? There's a limited number within a limited geography. But somehow, if we can magnify that to a slightly different medium, maybe PDFs, maybe websites, obviously we can build a much larger audience. To me, it was a fascinating thing that made me realize that we live in the age of media. We just do. There's no way you can deny that. Today, I'll probably watch a football game on television, even though I'm not there. Yesterday, I watched an opera in a theater that normally shows Hollywood movies, but this time was streaming a live performance of the opera. And when we got back last night, I was reading my latest spy thriller novel on my e-reader, which does not involve any molecules of paper. We live in the age of media and a variety of ways of delivering content. And I think we photographers are well served to think more and more about the alternatives of delivery of our images and our projects, because everyone else seems to be doing that. Finding new ways and new venues to connect with an audience, And that is, after all, one of the reasons we make photographs, not only for ourselves, but for that ability to connect with an audience who we hope will appreciate what we've produced.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.